John Hooker is with us. Ngā Rua Hine Iwi and Council in South Taranaki have drafted a new partnership agreement coinciding with the new coalition government's intention to remove co-governance. Now, the South Taranaki District Council is going to enhance its cooperation with the four iwi in the area, as outlined in the Potikanga Partnership Strategy. The council, in collaboration with the iwi post-settlement governance entities, Te Kahui o Rauri, Te Runanga o Ngāti Ruanui, Te Kurawai o Ngā Rua Hine, and Te Kahui o Taranaki drafted the agreement. John Hooker is with us from Ngā Rua Hine. John, tēnā koe, and welcome back to the program. Hoki maira, ko tei o tēnei.
O tēnā koe, Dale. Ngā mihi nunu kia koe, me taku whananga whare hoka.
Tēnā koe.
Yes.
Did you take part in Taranaki Tūmai as well, John?
Oh, yes. Competed in the Tautohe-tohe. We won one and lost one. But, oh, an amazing event of whanaungatanga. Our eight iwi, and the winner was whānau.
Kia ora. I'm pleased that it serves a great purpose, bringing the eight peoples of Taranaki together. Competitively, yes, but I guess whanaungatanga was the ultimate winner. So tell us about South Taranaki and how they've drafted a new partnership agreement that does factor in tangata whenua interests at a time when we're seeing some of those potentially being eroded, John. What stands out as most significant about this new approach?
It's a pity about our three new co-leaders deciding to slash and burn, taking us back about 50 years. But a lot of the work that our four iwi in the South have done with the South Taranaki District Council has actually been quite pivotal, because when we spoke to the council, say, a couple of years ago, they were unanimous in supporting Māori wards in our area, and we obtained two. And from that discussion between our the iwi and South Taranaki District Council, prior to that, the bulk of our iwi investment, our annual iwi investment, were going down to Wellington and other places outside of Taranaki. But with the new environment of collaboration between our iwi and the council, we feel it's safe to start investing in the deep south of Taranaki. And because in each year we try to only spend 2% of our capital on operations and iwi and hapu projects, any income over and above 2%, we reinvest back into our principal sum. And in the past, that has gone to Wellington and elsewhere, whereas now we've got a firm policy to reinvest back into our region. And instead of possibly getting 6 to 8% return, say, in Wellington, we're getting a slightly less return, but a return on employing our own, creating infrastructure in our own backyard. Our iwi were challenged 3 years ago by some kuia, because we invested millions up in the Auckland housing market. And they said, why invest there? Why can't you invest back home here? So we're taking that to heart. And for us to safely invest in our area, we need to have good partners, which is the council. And sure, money makes us friends, but it's important that that relationship carries on into the future, despite the device of nature of our three-headed co-government down in Parliament. Iwi, whānau, and hapu still have to forge ahead.
I like the idea of investing locally. How does that play out in real terms then? I can understand why the Auckland housing market, for a time there, was seen as a lucrative way to invest money, but of course that's taken a bit of a downturn, as perhaps wider real estate interests across the country have as well. John, what might be some examples of investing locally?
Okay. At this stage here, we're currently looking at possibly a joint venture, 75 dwelling housing program in one of our towns, Stratford. And obviously, we'd look to do that, find other partners and do that over about 5 years. Also, Taranaki Maunga, in the past, it was the old Dawson Falls Lodge. Our iwi has purchased that there. We've demolished it, and now we're creating a purpose-built structure on the Maunga that will cater to a range of our iwi values, i.e., Taitiakitanga on the Maunga, Manaakitanga of Manuhiri coming in, as well as providing a bottom line to go on our balance sheet. It can tick a range of those issues. We're also looking at doing a joint venture with the council in one of our towns, with the possible co-construction of a multi-purpose centre that can look at a library, council requirements, as well as being a future base for our Ngaruhine iwi. Also, at whānau hapū level, there's huge interest in creating papa kāinga on a range of areas. And whānau hapū and iwi and whānau trust are looking at partners to undertake that investment in our area as well. two-thirds of our iwi lives outside of the area, but we've done a range of surveys which indicate a significant amount would move back if there was A, employment, and B, if there was suitable housing for them to come into. So so we aim to address a range of some of our iwi strategic issues there.
Tēnā koe, I get the impression then that despite some of the rhetoric out of Wellington, there seems a willingness for the council and the mahi that they're doing to tie up and enhance prospects in a local sense with tangata whenua in South Taranaki. That's encouraging, isn't it? That's encouraging with joint ventures, 75 home developments, for instance, you know, need some support. The infrastructural requirements are significant. And likewise with the establishment of libraries or a base for Ngaruhine or indeed creating papa kāinga. These are big ticket items. Pleasing and encouraging, though, John, that there seems a willingness from both sides, i.e. from tangata whenua and from the council, to work constructively together and collaboratively. So those are encouraging signs at a time when we're told that entities are pushing apart rather than coming together, ne?
Yes, but it hasn't always been roses on this pathway. It's taken being straight up in our relationship with each other, explaining our bottom lines and saying that these are our strategic directions for the iwi and our hapū, and looking at council strategic direction, are there any areas where we can mix and match? And that is actually happening at a strategic level as well. So it's a big change from about, just on 40 years ago, where one of our local councils said that Māori didn't have a role in council.
Yeah, well, we don't think that's...
We've got recent co-governance political parties actually saying the same thing, but yes.
Well, it seems that there are some encouraging signs there. The South Taranaki District Council's working with the four iwi in the area as part of the Potikanga partnership strategy, and it seems to be paying some dividends in its early stages. joining us, John Hooker from Ngaruahine. Hey, John, it's always neat to have you share some time with us on the program and look forward to our next conversation, my friend. Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi, mātua.